Well, the first thing I can say is I'm travelling down to Christchurch now at lunchtime. It's my intention to make a brief visit there. I want to go and see both Roger Sutton and the Minister, Mayor Bob Parker, but also I want to go and see Tonkin and Taylor. We are getting closer to getting good information about what happens to land that's been very badly affected, not just from the aftershocks yesterday, but of course the major earthquake on the 22nd of February. Obviously, you know, they are very crucial decisions and it's very important that the government gets it right. They're also very complex decisions because there's an interaction here between EQC, the private insurers, and the government. And I think, while I know that there are some frustrations from those who live in those affected areas, they do want answers and actually they deserve answers, it's also very, very important that the government gets it right. So that's going to be the process this afternoon. It'll be a relatively quick visit. I can tell you that power is largely being restored. There's about 15,000 homes still without power. There were 46 injuries, I've been advised, two of which were more serious than the others. Largely water and wastewater has been restored. So the city is starting to come back and get back on its feet, but as I said yesterday, it's obviously very difficult psychologically for the people of Christchurch.
Have you been able to reflect on what this means to the economy?
The advice we've had at this point is it's too early to tell. I mean, obviously there will be some further impact because there's been more damage, so that'll put more cost back on EQC. It may mean that there's more land that's badly affected and can't be remediated, but it's just far too early for us to tell.
What's behind your thinking? You changed your mind about going down there as opposed to that?
It wasn't really a change of mind. I mean, basically we sent Jerry Brandley down there last night. That made sense. excuse me, given the scale of it, I think it is worth just going down. I do want to have a good discussion with the engineers. As I say, we are getting a lot closer and we have been having extensive discussions. It's not just as simple as identifying the land that may not be able to be rebuilt on. It's making sure that we can go to people with confidence, A, that we're right, but also actually solutions to their problems, which is what happens next and how will they be compensated.
What about AMI insurance? Have you had any developments on that overnight? Is this a straw that breaks the camel's back?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, I think it's fair to say, while there's obviously some new damage, there's also a lot of damage to existing property. So whether it's made it a lot worse, that would depend. I mean, if a building was going to be written off anyway, it may have caused further damage, but doesn't necessarily mean further cost. Now, there will be some additional cost, clearly, because we know of buildings that have been damaged that weren't badly damaged in the first two quakes.
Will they be able to reinsure pressure, though?
Well, certainly AMI will be able to, because I mean the government stands behind AMI effectively and is prepared to make a capital injection. That's probably largely the reason why Standard & Poor's, I think, was upgraded them about 2 weeks ago. But you know, we haven't had any further advice that the insurance companies are under any more pressure. It is, as I say, very early days.
Have you had any word from AMI? I mean, the chief executive was overseas for a month. Right. Trying to reinsure, you know, whether they've got that
reinsurance. I haven't had any discussions with him myself directly. I had a brief discussion with Jerry Brandley, I think, about a week ago, and seemed to be confident things were progressing quite well, but that's very early days.
Were you surprised to hear that National Party headquarters have been accessing the Labour Party database?
Like, I don't have any real details about it. I honestly genuinely don't know. I've been tied up in everything else. I mean,
you just walked down here with Peter Goodfellow. You could have asked him.
Yeah, I know, but I've got bigger things to talk to him about than that, so take it up with Peter Goodfellow.
That was the first bit.
I need to know what the issue is. I mean, I think Cameron Slater, from what I've seen on his blog site, and I'm taking a cursory look at it, has made it quite clear that any information he's had hasn't come from the National Party, so I don't know the other details.
Sam, there's been some speculation that the National Party uses him to kind of plant stories out of the mainstream media. Is that your understanding of his role?
No. I mean, I don't have any discussions with Cameron Slater other than the odd occasion when I've seen him at an event, but outside that, no.
Horne Harawira, a surprising result in Te Tai Tokoro last night. 41% of people said they vote for Horne, 40% said they vote for Calvin Davis. Surprised by that result?
Yeah, I think it's going to be too early to tell. I mean, the polls, there'll be an incredibly low turnout, in my view, in Te Tau Tokoro. I mean, for a start off, you're about 5 months from an election. We only got 43% turnout in a by-election at Botany. You've got a situation where this is on the Maori roll, notoriously lower turnout anyway. So I think it's going to be a very interesting result. It, you know, it could really go anyway, actually, given who turns up and who actually bothers voting.
Any advice to Horne?
I don't think he's looking for me for advice, actually.
Did yesterday's events in Christchurch make it more pressing for the government to get this matter resolved around the land under these houses?
No, we've been having some quite intense discussions. They've been continuing on even from last week. I mean, we've got a fairly good sense of the land that can't be built on now. The issue is not so much that, it's the response from there in terms of the EQC, the private insurers, the government.
and what we can actually go to those people with. What may have confused the picture as a result of yesterday is that, you know, if there's a particular area, maybe a few streets, for instance, that can't be rebuilt, now may mean that that cordon is larger. But where land wasn't able to be rebuilt because there's been substantial subsidence, that position won't have changed. And once it's written off, it's written off.
So how close are you to telling residents of the situation really is?
We're genuinely trying to do that as soon as possible. I mean, I understand the frustration from people and I understand the genuine anxiety that they will be feeling, but it's just critically important to get that right. I hate to put a time frame on it because I don't want to disappoint them, but I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And the bulk of my time today is spent with Tonkin and Taylor.
So we
went to yes, I would have thought so at the most.
Yeah.